All right. Well, good morning, everyone. It is going to be a hot, hot, hot weekend. Maybe not as hot as it's been during this week. Rumor has it the humidity might cool down a little bit this weekend for some outdoor activities, including hopefully some baseball for you. Some maybe at the pool, something like that. So let's get a little talking about all the great things that are going on. I know that summer doesn't officially start until sometime in June, but for most of us, Memorial Day weekend is kind of the unofficial start to summer, and I love that because things outside just start happening. And one thing that is going on starts today. This is an annual tradition, been going on for years. It's a little bit out of Charlottesville, but not too far, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and that is the Graves Mountain Festival of Music. It's also called a blues fest or a bluegrass festival. And if you like bluegrass music, and even if you don't, I'll be honest, I was raised in the Midwest, didn't know much about bluegrass until I came out here to Virginia. And I got to tell you, I just really like it. It makes me feel like I'm in the South. It's so much fun. People are dancing. So this goes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday up at Graves Mountain. You can buy tickets for $30 to $35 a day or for all 3 days. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. $75 to $95 for all 3 days. So that's a really good deal. There are some great, great bluegrass bands coming in. Goldwing Express, the Boxcars. They've been back there the last couple of years. There's a few new people coming in, the Rye Holler Boys, Rhonda Vincent and the Range. It's just going to be a fabulous, fun. It's such a festive environment. There's just great food and all kinds of things going on there. So if you're looking for something to do to kind of get out of Dodge this weekend, because it might get a little wild and crazy around here with all this baseball excitement going on, that's a great thing to do. So I'm talking baseball. Let's move on to Friday. You can't be in Charlottesville right now and not be excited about baseball. I'm sorry. You just can't, especially because I'm sitting here with Mike, who knows all about the UVA baseball. He's an announcer for UVA baseball, and I love baseball. I just love UVA, what UVA sports brings to this town. And baseball is starting, the regionals are starting this weekend, and you can get, if you do not already have tickets, you can get tickets Friday morning at 9 a.m. from the box office, individual tickets. So it's not going to be easy to do, but you got to, you know, make a phone call, and it's going to be such a fun atmosphere. This baseball team is not just a great baseball team, they're a great group of guys too. Coach O'Connor kind of, you know, leads by example, and it's just going to be a great weekend that goes on all weekend long. Kind of complicated schedule for me, you know, if they win, they lose, that kind of stuff, but there is a game starting at 1 o'clock on Friday, and then it kind of depends on winning and losing. So if you want to head out for that. And then on a totally different subject, but something that I am kind of excited about, Friday is actually National Donut Day. How about that? And participating Dunkin' Donuts, like the new one down on the corner, will offer guests a free donut with your of your choice with the purchase of a beverage. But that does not include, like, if you get a Diet Coke, like I tend to do sometimes, you got to get a coffee or something like that. But that's a free donut. That's a great way to start off your morning on a Friday on a beautiful weekend. So Fridays after 5, as always, on Friday evening. Love Cannon. They're super fun. They were at Rapture earlier a couple weeks ago. Just really, really fun group. Again, it's going to be hot, so make sure you bring some water or buy a $5 bottle of water while you're there. Bring some food. It's going to be a great environment. I really think that I was at the school a couple times this week, and I think the kids are really ready to be done. So I think it's going to be a super fun environment as usual out there. Moving on to Saturday, the City Market on the downtown area is always a fun Saturday morning treat. You can get just great local foods, local products, local art. But this Saturday is going to be something extra special. They are doing something different called the Artisan Demo Day, and that's going to run from 7 to 12 during the market. And basically, this is a chance for all the really artisan vendors that are down there that do jewelry and painting and pottery throwing, ironwork, all of that, to show you how they do what they do, how they make their crafts. This is something special that I don't know that they've done this before, but if you've been down there, they have so many just amazing, diverse products at the market, and this is really a great way for them to showcase what they do, because I don't think that a lot of us probably don't understand how much work goes into it or just how in the world do they make that. So it's going to be really fun. That market opens at 7. Go down there, get some great food for the rest of your week. Their vegetables right now really coming into season. It's really fun to you can taste the difference. There's just no doubt in my mind that you can taste when something is fresh, organic, local. It just brings out everything. Because it is going to be kind of hot on Saturday, one thing I was looking at, what are some things that you might want to do indoors? And for the kids on Saturday is something fun. I talk a lot about the library system here and how great it is. And they have a great summer reading program, summer reading club or summer reading program. And the Crozet Library is inviting kids to come down and kick it off before the actual kickoff. They want you to come down, help get the library all decked out. The reading club starts on June 13th, but they're inviting kids down at 1 o'clock on Saturday to bring their artistic skills, their creativity, to help decorate the library and get it ready for summer. So that's kind of a fun opportunity for kids to really be a part of what's going on there. Super excited about this. And again, the Paramount Theater, I'm such a fan of the Paramount Theater because they bring so many unique experiences into Charlottesville, and they have something pretty cool going on. They're showing, if you've not seen a movie at inside the Paramount Theater, which maybe some people don't know, that they show these movies in HD on this gigantic, gigantic screen, and it's such a fun place to see a show. And I have to admit, I kind of like it. I can go get myself a glass of wine and watch a movie. It's awesome. And this weekend they have The Importance of Being Earnest, and that's in conjunction with the Roundabout Theater Company, Theater Works, and By Experience, and this is Oscar Wilde. Very funny, kind of old-fashioned name-dropping masterpiece about class and courtship. And this is something that's actually going on worldwide. This Importance of Being Earnest will be shown from June 2nd to June 4th in theaters all over the world. And I think it's so cool that we get to be a part of it. There are two shows at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Tickets run $16.50 for adults, $13.50 for seniors, and $11.50 for student or youth. And it's just a really fun way to spend your Saturday. And again, Paramount Theater is always bringing in these really unique experiences, so if you want to check that out. And also, Saturday night, Parachute, our own, formerly Sparky's Flaw, coming to the Jefferson Theater, 7 p.m., and also super cool, Skylar Fisk will be opening for them that night. Tickets are still available. They're $18 at the door. And, Parachute, just local that went national and really made Charlottesville proud. There's a great music scene in here, and that they're a super example of, you know, what can really happen when you put your heart and your mind to it. And then if you want, again, you know, I like to talk about what's going on here in Charlottesville, but maybe you want to get out and check something else out somewhere else. Saturday and Sunday, I just hate to be saying this, but I really like wine. And I think since I moved to Virginia, I've become just so much more in love with it. I'm definitely not a connoisseur, but I love the fact that pretty much any weekend during the spring and summer, you can find a wine festival going on somewhere. And the Vintage Virginia Wine Festival is going on up at Bull Run Park in Centerville. And they have over 50 of the most prominent Virginia wineries there. And there's just they'll have music. And again, it's just a super fun atmosphere. Tickets run $32. For the whole weekend, or if you want Sunday only, you can pay $30. They also have, and I love this idea, a designated driver ticket for $22, so it gets you entrance into the tent, but you don't actually get to drink because you are the sober driver, and I love that they're giving that option to people. You still get all the fun, but you can be safe. And then kids are at $8. So there's some really fun things going on Saturday. And Sunday, this is a Paramount Theater kind of a weekend for me, I guess. Another event that, again, going back to the theme of local food and all the fabulous opportunities that we have in a town like Charlottesville for local producers. And the Paramount Theater is teaming up. This is the second of their events where they're teaming up with Seaville Weekly to bring a series of kind of culinary events in 2011 to really celebrate local food in our community. And what they're calling this Saturday, they call it Taste 434. So come out and get a taste of the 434. There will be a discussion. There will be tasting Virginia wine, which will be King Family Vineyards. The winemaker from King Family will be there. Emily Manley from Local Food Hub. Ben Thompson, who is the chef and owner of the Rock Barn. Harrison Keevil, who's Brookville Restaurant's chef and co-owner, they're all going to be there. And then they're going to do a showing of the movie Food, Inc. And if you haven't seen the movie Food, Inc., I think seeing it, I watched it at home the first time, actually, but seeing it at Paramount will probably even be even more, it just really hits hard. I have to say that after you see this movie, it changed the way that I feed my family and the way that I eat. It's just a really kind of a groundbreaking film. And so it's pretty deep, but at the same time, it's going to be a really fun event where there will be wine and food. You'll get to taste that. And then after the movie, Brookville will host a benefit dinner at the restaurant. And I just got a little sneak peek of the menu, and it is out of this world. So if that's something that you're interested in doing, tickets for the show are only $12. And if you want to be a part of the benefit, I think they're $55. And it's just the menu is it'll knock your socks off. And if you haven't been to Brookville yet, I think the menu that Harrison has for that day is an incredible example of what they really focus on, is bringing local food to the restaurant and really making that something that's available to us. So, and that the benefit there will actually benefit the Paramount Theater. And a lot of people don't know that the Paramount Theater is actually a nonprofit organization. So they are so great at bringing all these great opportunities to us and keeping it affordable and really making it all about theater and all about opportunities in Charlottesville. So I think that's a great way to kind of get out there and support them. And then I'm trying to just check and see. There's, you know, on Saturday, there's one other thing that I want to talk about because I think it sounds very fun. There is a strawberry festival going on out in Stannardsville, United Methodist Church, and there's breakfast being served and lunch being served. But the key point here being strawberry. Strawberry season's just about over. You can buy strawberry crepes, strawberry, all kinds of strawberry pies and things like that. And strawberry season is coming to an end. So if you want to get out and get some strawberries this weekend at Child's Orchard out in Crozet, this may be your last weekend to do it. But I did also get word that at the end of strawberry season comes cherry season. So if you want to head out, a smaller farm that the Child's family owns is the Spring Valley Orchard out in Afton. And that's actually a cherry picking. So strawberry picking this weekend, maybe cherry picking next weekend. You can just keep yourself entertained with the whole Child's family. Before we know it, it'll be apple season. So there are so many things going on. And again, as always, I highlight a few things here that I know that are going on that are exciting and that I think might appeal to people. But there's so much more out there. And check the website at SusieSaid.com. There's a calendar there for you, plus tons of articles about all kinds of great stuff. Don't forget that if you do have kids and you're thinking, oh my gosh, school is about to end and I don't know what I'm going to do with them, there are still some great opportunities out there for camps that are open. And we've got a lot of that listed on the site, as well as a lot of other opportunities for you. So I would encourage you to drink lots of water this weekend and keep cool, but get out there and enjoy all that Charlottesville has to offer. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you next week.